This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A new WBEZ analysis shows the youth organization that Chicago mayoral candidate Cam Buckner was tasked to lead slowly diminished in the 4 years it was under his watch. World Sports Chicago was supposed to be the legacy organization of Chicago's failed bid for the 2016 Olympics. The organization started with $11 million in the bank, but finances deteriorated and programming for kids slowed when Buckner took over in 2015. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel joins us now with the story. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning, Mary.
So Cam Buckner is an Illinois representative from Chicago, and he's running for mayor. What was he doing in 2015 when he took over World Sports Chicago, and what is that organization?
Yeah, sure. So Cam Buckner is 29 years old when it's announced he'll lead World Sports Chicago. He previously worked for the Chicago Cubs as their community outreach director. And then, as you said, after he left World Sports Chicago in 2019, he was appointed to the state legislature to represent a seat that he still holds. So World Sports Chicago brought sports to underserved kids, like archery, boxing, swimming. It was meant to boost Chicago's reputation as this international sporting city to further the city's chances of winning the Olympic bid. But when we lost that bid in 2009, leaders vowed to keep the organization going, to keep helping kids, and it did so for numerous years after.
But then fundraising and revenue immediately declined, and Buckner's salary nearly tripled in the 4 years he was there.
That's right. So under the previous director who led the organization, World Sports Chicago was bringing in more than $1 million a year to help fund programs. But that annual revenue source drops. One board member said that's because it was hard to keep people enthusiastic about the organization years after the city lost its Olympic bid. Our story shows as well that this led to a significant decrease in the nonprofit spending on programming for kids. And at the same time, documents show Buckner was getting raises almost every year at the nonprofit. He starts at $137,000 a year, which is a 61% jump from his predecessor's salary. And then by his last year, the organization paid Buckner $364,000.
And Mariah, what has Buckner or his campaign, what have they said in response to your story?
So in a statement, his campaign very strongly insists that Buckner did not make triple his salary for 1 year's worth of work, even though that's what World Sports Chicago's own tax documents show. Also, in response to the deteriorating finances that we talked about, Buckner's campaign said that's because he was brought on intentionally to help slowly dissolve the organization after it had had this good run with millions of dollars in Olympic bid funding.
Was there ever any public indication that Buckner was brought on to dissolve World Sports Chicago?
Well, there was not. And in fact, Buckner and the organization's CEO and chairman, who was unpaid Pat Ryan at the time, they were saying the opposite. So in late 2017, Buckner appeared on a show called Bootstrapping in America and was asked how many kids the program had served to date.
40,000 kids. And we look to continue to grow that number and to both, you know, kind of affect folks in a much deeper way.
And then just 9 months later, all activity on the organization's social media pages stopped. There was never a public announcement. And then last year, the nonprofit was involuntarily dissolved by the Secretary of State because it failed to file annual paperwork.
That's WBEZ reporter Mariah Wolfel. Thanks for that look at Cam Buckner, one of six people challenging Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot in 2023. Thanks, Mariah.
Thanks, Mary.
This is WBEZ.